Welcome to the Highland Formation Podcast. I am Diego Baez, and I'll be guiding us through today's prayer and reading. We know a deep breath is a gift from God, so as we begin, I invite you to notice your breath. Let's take a few deep breaths together. Join me in praying aloud together. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. This summer, we're working to memorize God's word from Isaiah 55. Say these words with me. First day only, we're adding our last verse today, and we will continue saying these words for a few weeks so we can place them in our hearts and watch the ways having God's word in your heart transforms your thoughts and actions. This is the word of the Lord from Isaiah 55:6-12. Seek the Lord while he may be found. Call on him while he is near. Let the wicked forsake their ways, and the unrighteous their thoughts. Let them turn to the Lord, and he will have mercy on them, and to our God, for he will freely pardon. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, declares the Lord. As the heavens are higher than the air, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. As the rain and the snow come down from heaven, and do not return to it, without watering the earth and making it bud and flourish, so that it yields seeds for the sower and bread for the eater. So is my word that goes out from my mouth. It will not return to me empty, but will accomplish what I desire and achieve the purpose for which I sent it. It will go out in joy and be led forth in peace. The mountains and hills will burst into song before you, and all the trees of the field will clap their hands. Instead of the thornbush will grow the juniper, and instead of the briars the myrtle will grow. They will be for the Lord's renown, for an everlasting sign that will endure forever. Today I'll be reading from Genesis chapter 32, verses 22-31. A midnight wrestling match. Off, Jacob's bread come out in a groan as a stranger's knee sunk into his belly. Is that a dream? Jacob had been wrestling with this mysterious person all night. Exhausted and filthy, Jacob shook his head. Surely, if this were a dream, he would have woke up by now. He tipped and dodged, trying to recall how he got there. The last thing he remembered was being on the run yet again, sending his family across the river and sitting down alone to think. Ouch! Jacob screamed, stumbling in the dark. The stranger had touched his hip and sent a sap of pain all the way to his foot. Who is this wild person? What kind of man can sap someone like that? Jacob wondered. And then it occurred to him, maybe this is more than just a man. Suddenly, instead of fighting to get away, Jacob found himself fighting to hold on. Could this be God? He had met God before without realizing it and wasn't about to make that mistake again. Jacob sunk his fingers into his opponent as he fell. I won't let go until you bless me, he gasped, gritting his teeth. His thoughts spooned with possibilities. Are you who I think you are? As if reading his thoughts, the mysterious wrestler asked, what is your name? That was a tricky question, wasn't it? Technically, his name was Jacob, son of Isaac, grandson of Abraham, family of God. But his problems had started when he was pretending to be someone else, disguised as his brother. He had lied to his father, stealing from them both. Impatient and insecure, Jacob had always grasped for good gifts, but it hadn't made him feel happy or safe. He was always running, always restless, striving and struggling, desperate to belong. But if this stranger was God, Jacob's story was no secret. So Jacob told the truth for the first time in a long time. My name is Jacob. Very good, God laughed. because of course the mysterious wrestler was God. And here is your blessing. From now on, your name is Israel. It means to wrestle. You and your children's children will go by this name. I'm inviting you to a wrestling match. Hold on to me. I'll squirm, you'll swerve. We'll be close and then far away. At times it will be fun and our joy will spill right over. At times it will hurt, but you'll get stronger and smarter because I won't let you go. I'll always be right here. Get mad, get sad, get tired. I'm not scared of your feelings. I love to wrestle and I'll keep chasing you. You don't need to cheat your way into love and you don't need to run scared. Just hold on to me. And what is your name? Jacob couldn't help but ask his wrestling partner. He thought he knew, but he had to be sure. Yet, the only answer he got was, "Why do you ask my name?" And with that, God was gone. As the sun rose over the land, melting like butter across the sand, Jacob found himself alone again. He sat by the stream, staring at his rippling reflection. "Hello, Israel." He had begged for a blessing, a true name, a place to belong. And God? Was it God? He must have been God. Had invited him to take his restless, striving ways and spend a lifetime wrestling together. "Just hold on to me." He considered the brother he had tricked, the father he had lied to, and the people he had used and escaped. He decided to make things right, to wrestle for goodness instead of running away. Standing to leave, Jacob, now called Israel, stumbled. Ow! His hip screamed with pain, shooting all the way to his foot. Yet, he smiled as he limped along, carrying the story of his new name with every strap. The War of the Lord. I wonder why God chose to interact with Jacob through wrestling instead of speaking to him directly. What are you wondering about this reading? As we finish our time together, say these words of blessing with me. May my eyes see people as God does. May my ears hear God's voice. May my mouth speak God's truth. May my heart know God's love. May my hands serve others. And may my feet follow in the footsteps of Jesus. Brothers and sisters in Christ, as your attention returns to what has happened or what will happen in your day, remember that life is short and we have so little time to gladden the hearts of those who travel with us. So be quick to love, make haste to be kind, and may the peace of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit abide with you now and remain with you always. Amen.